Scores of Christian families have fled Mosul in northern Iraq, and police have been deployed to protect the lives and property of those who have chosen to remain as a wave of violent anti-Christian persecution engulfs the city. Chris Altieri reports.
More than a dozen of the faithful have been killed in the spate of anti-Christian violence that broke out last week, centered in Mosul, a city located 390 kilometers or 240 miles north of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki vowed on Sunday to protect Christians in the city as police were deployed following a surge of attacks that have prompted hundreds of families to flee. Maliki made the promise in a statement after receiving Christian officials in his office, pledging that security forces in Nineveh province would take all necessary measures to provide security for Christians.
Penso alle violenze contro I cristiani in Iraq.
Pope Benedict XVI condemned the violence on Sunday on St. Peter's Square, saying he prays daily for all who suffer persecution for the sake of the gospel. More than 1,000 police have been deployed to protect Christian districts and churches in Mosul. Police commanders say there have been more than 14 arrests, and one suspect was killed during a confrontation. Iraq's Christians number in the hundreds of thousands and have sought to avoid the sectarian bloodshed that has plagued the country since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003. Christians have been targeted for kidnapping or killing and have fallen victim to random violence as well. In recent weeks, Christians have called for the restoration of quotas for religious minorities in a provincial election law passed last month. Maliki's government also supports the inclusion of quotas. I'm Chris Altieri.